Ready to be when you are.
This no good, deadbeat, weak, white boy, white boy.
What?
This motherfucker. Game over!
Yeah. In Cleveland this weekend at the Improv, May 12th through the 15th. Gary Owen.
Hey.
Hey, man, you got protested last week in Baltimore? Signs?
I did. I had
marches, protesters?
Signs, all that. He's a bully. Well, here's what happened. Last January, my Showtime special aired called I Agree With Myself. Mm-hmm. And it still comes on Showtime every now and then, but you pretty much got to see it on demand.
Uh-huh.
And a guy with Down syndrome saw my special, and I guess he blogs and writes for the Huffington Post. And he wrote a big article because I said the R word. I didn't know you're not allowed to say the R word anymore.
The R word?
Retarded.
Oh.
So he wrote that. Then a supermodel from Russia has a special needs sister. She picked up on it. So she wrote a letter to the Daily Mail, which I guess is a big paper in the UK and Europe.
In America, and, now, yeah.
In America, yeah. And then John C. McKinley, who was on Scrubs, I guess he has a special needs child, so he went off on me. And then they wanted me, they contacted Showtime, tried to get the bit removed. And Showtime's credit, they stood by me. And then they tried to bully me. Like, their tweets and their messages to me are way worse than my joke. I mean, they're going in on me. And to the point where they had a protest outside the Royal Farms Arena on Saturday. Big signs, he's a bully. You can't say the R word. What was crazy, she had all these special needs people outside the Royal Farms Arena with advocates. But they didn't know I have a huge black following. So when they saw all those black people start to show up, that protest died fast. They might be slow, but they ain't stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
My thing, and I told them.
All the black people in Baltimore.
I told them on stage, I said, if you are going to judge 5 minutes of a 19-year comedy career, I was like, maybe you should educate yourself on who my audience is. Because they did not expect that to happen.
Oh,
I tell you that.
It's just getting bad. Well, you can't hardly say anything. There's a group of people that are going to protest pretty soon, a comedy special. Hi, my name's Gary. Good night. Love you.
Right. Well, then one guy even said, he goes, and he was so bold with it. I retweeted it last week because he said, you know, the R word is the same as the N word. And they go, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't say the N word. He typed the word.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it didn't end with an
like,
A, did it?
Oh, no. It was ER.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't know which one. I said, the R word started as a descriptive and it's turned into a slur by how people have used it. Now, if you look at my joke and my special, I use it as a descriptive. I'm not using it to put down my relative. I'm just saying what she is. And I said, and it's not the same as the N-word. The N-word started as a slur. I was like, and plus, I saw Glory. I saw all these movies. I didn't see no slow people in slavery like that. You know what I mean?
So what should it be, Sybil? I mean, because I know you have. What should it be, Sybil? If it offends someone,
say,
take Sybil? It out.
I don't know. I'm really in favor of free speech, but I understand, you know, how people are. Like, I was offended by Larry Wilmore and you know, his reference to the president. I just didn't think that was appropriate in that particular context. So I get it. But with you, Gary, I think people are just so quick to condemn and to speak out against something and not really look at the joke in its full context. As you said, it wasn't.
You can't do the joke on the air? It's too
offensive. I can't do it on the air. It's too offensive. But it was on Showtime, which wasn't on the Tonight Show.
Right.
It wasn't network TV.
Right.
And there's it's very clear there's a descriptive. There's going to be vulgar language in this special. You know what I mean? So just like I have the right to tell a joke, you have the right not to watch. You have the right to change the channel. So you, as a comedian,
and the right to protest,
I mean,
right?
And you have the right to protest, and you have the right to get your butt out of there when your fans.
And the right to leave when a lot of black people show up.
I mean, just think about it. Bill Maher had a TV show called Politically Incorrect,
yeah,
and he got the show because he's a comedian, and people go to comedians for a release. And we say things that sometimes make you uncomfortable. And when that happens, I mean, if a comedian, all the great comedians have ruffled feathers at some point in their careers.
Here's the other thing, Gary. Now we have a man who could be president and says things every day
and people
to
love
offend.
It. And yeah,
right. But you're going to protest me. That makes a lot of sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm
going to
get protested.
Similar would make more sense.
Are you taking a bit out?
Will What's
you still
that?
Do the bit on stage? Will you still do the bit on stage?
That's the thing, I haven't done a bit in 2.5 years. it's been gone.
So, Sip, would it make more sense to protest Gary for Meet the Blacks?
Now, that's worthy of protest, Tom. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Nobody protests you for Meet the Blacks. You're fine, Gary.
Now, that offends me.
That's a dang thing.
Gotta be there at the top. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time.